بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is class 6 under the chapter of الرقاق, the tendering of the heart or the softening of the heart. And the title of the chapter here under this book, rather the الرقاق, the title is باب من بلغ 60 سنة, the one who have reached 60 years of age. If somebody, Imam al-Bukhari said, if somebody reaches 60 years of age, he has no right to ask Allah for a new lease of life to make up for his past shortcomings. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, in Surah Fatir, 35:37. Didn't we give you a long life so that so whoever would receive admonition could receive it? Didn't we give you lives long enough so that whosoever would receive admonition could receive it? In this verse, there is scolding at the people of hellfire, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended their lives or gave them life in their ages until they reach that which would make them remember and take admonition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not hasten death so that they would say, Allah did not give us time to receive the admonition and remember and so forth. But rather they were given. And this includes the long life and also the occurrences which befall the son of Adam and the calamities. These are admonitions. Admonitions, the masa'ib, the afflictions, the trials, the tests, these are admonitions to the hearts to take heed, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 41, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Evil, sins and disobedience of Allah has appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned by oppression and evil deeds, that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done, in order that they may return. How? By repenting to Allah and begging His pardon. So this is also considered to be from the lifespan matters that bring admonition. So this is from the kauni aspect. This is from the kauni, universal, pertaining to creation. Now as to the shar'i aspect, the legal aspect, the hujjah, the legal proof is established in the verse itself, 35:37, at the end of the verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Didn't we give you lives long enough? This is the creational, this is the universal, so that whosoever would receive admonition could receive it. And then what? The legal one, you see it there. And the warner came to you. And the warner came to you. Who is the warner? This is the messenger. And the address to each nation, in accordance with the warner given, and according to the warning given to them. And the warner to this ummah is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, al-Qurashi, al-Hashimi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While with the other nations, their warners were their messengers. Kullu ummah, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Fatir, same one, 27. Yani each nation except that it has its warner. قال تعالى إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وإن من أمة إلا خلا فيها نذير. سورة فاطر 27 maybe the number. عليكم السلام.
بسم
So this is 24, not 27. 24. 35, 24. Verily we have sent you with the truth, a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. This is to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen wa iyakum. And there never was a nation but a warner had passed among them. Another was a nation, but a warner had passed among them. Alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the evidence, the proof. And that's why when they will be scolded at, they will fear much, they will feel much regret and sorrow. We seek refuge in Allah from this. And they will start saying, we wish that we didn't do that, we wish that we had taken heed, wish that we were admonished and also listened to the warners, and we lived a life that was sufficient to take admonition. Now we come to the hadith under this chapter, the hadith of Abi Huraira, the first one. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أعذر الله إلى امرئ أخر أجله حتى بلغه 60 سنة تابعه أبو حازم وابن عجلان عن المقربي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah will not accept the excuse of any person whose instant of death is delayed till he is 60 years of age. What does it mean, Allah will not accept the excuse? Means that Allah established the evidence, the proof, so He does not have an excuse. The next narration, from Abu Huraira also, he said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يزال قلب الكبير شابا في اثنتين في حب الدنيا وطول الأمل. He said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the heart of an old man remains young in two respects: his love for this world, its wealth, amusements, and luxuries, and his incessant hope. And his incessant hope, طول الأمل. The next hadith, the hadith of Anas بن مالك رضي الله عنه. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبر ابن آدم ويكبر معه اثنان حب المال وطول العمر. The son of Adam, meaning man, grows old, and so also two desires grow old with him: love for wealth and a wish for a long life. Certainly the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. The older a person becomes, the stronger his love to this life becomes and increases, and also his hope. So you find the issue of age so dear with respect to the elderly. And with respect to the young, you find it much lesser in terms of magnificent, in terms of significance, and he may not care. But with respect to the elderly, he is miser when it comes to age. The longer he the older he grows, then the stronger his hope becomes with respect to hope, with respect to al-amal. This hadith, the first hadith says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. The first hadith, the love of this world. And then the second hadith, love for wealth. Now, the first one is more comprehensive and more general, because it comprises the love of this life in terms of luxury, residence, palaces, boosting, and wealth, and prestige, and leadership, and woman, and so forth. The second says, حُبُّ المال, love of wealth. And this is more particular. So the first one is more general, and this is the actuality of the matter, and that's why it is mentioned that a person, when he was told, oh, the father of such and such, you have reached 63 years of age, and this is the age of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is barakah in that, there is blessing in that. He said yes, in the like of the age of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is barakah, there is blessing. Walakin nabda min al-yawm, but however, we start from today. Meaning, if we begin from today, he means he wants what? 126 years. You understand? He said, we begin from today. Now, so he was not sufficient with 63 years. Now, but we begin from today. Now, in some of the interpretations concerning the warner, it is mentioned that this refers to the old age of gray hair. Our Shaykh rahimahullah, however, said the correct opinion regarding this is that an-nadhir, the warner, refers to the messenger. So, the evidence will be established upon them by two things: by giving them the long life, sufficient to take admonition from, and also the coming of the warner. And it is true also that if a person is asked about his age, he tries to make it sound that he is still young. So, and he dislikes to mention his real age to the people. Is this from the love for this life? Our Shaykh rahimahullah answered to this question by saying that this is real. Man loves to stay young and considered to be young, and that's why it is said ask the truthful one concerning his age and he will lie to you. Ask the truthful one for his age and he will lie to you. And he said that this is something natural. This is something natural, fitri, by natural disposition. Each person likes to be or continue to be young, as the poem, or as the poet put it in his poem, أَلَا لَيْتَ الشَّبَابُ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرَهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ, which that the young age returns one day and I will tell him what the old age of grey hair has done. And in response to a question, that a person may not be guided, even though his age may be more than 60, and therefore he be considered as a proof upon the one who has reached 60. The answer was, it may be, but the thing here is in general, meaning that the person who reached 60 and he has the warner, then evidence is established upon him. He doesn't have an excuse. It doesn't mean that the warner extends to 60 years. It means that the person, when he reaches 60 years, then he is closer to death now. So therefore, he must take heed and admonition from the warner. This is the discussion on this hadith. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who understand and who benefit from these discussions, and make us from those who increase in the knowledge that is beneficial for them in this life and for the hereafter. Allahu ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala nabiyyihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.